Welcome back, everybody. I'm pleased to be joined by interim head coach John Worthington. We'll start, as ever, with Catherine Hannah from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you very much. Afternoon, John. Back in the hot seat, just talk us through the timeline of what happened over the course of last weekend and how you find yourself back in this position today.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, really excited, really looking forward to it. Fantastic challenge. I think Sunday morning, got the call. I was actually down at the academy watching the younger age groups in the games on Sunday morning, got the call. And since then, it's just been action stations, really.
And is that Kevin Nagel that makes that call to you?
No, it was Mark Cartwright. Mark Cartwright made the call, so it was a brief discussion. Asked me to step in, and obviously, for me, it's a fantastic opportunity, and that's how I see it. And so, anything I can do to help is what I'm about, really.
Not a moment's hesitation to say yes, then.
Absolutely not. How could you in the situation that we're in?
Are you surprised in any way at the timing of the change with Michael Duff leaving the club?
I think you've probably got to look at it in terms of there's been a little bit of a shift in momentum, and I think everyone will probably recognise that with the home form and other reasons. And I think ultimately, I think my remit is to galvanise, get everyone together, and really kind of attack these last 10 games with everything we've got, really.
So to give it your all, but have they gone so far as to say your remit is make sure we're in the playoffs?
I think that's always the minimum. We want to get promoted. That's what the group of players do. That's what the club want to get to. And all I can do is do everything in my power and possible to help support and try and do that. And I'll definitely be doing that.
You'll be well aware of the amount of injuries that the club has had to contend with over the course of the season. Do you have any kind of trepidation about that? Because ultimately, you're pretty much inheriting the same players that Michael Duff had to work with. He's still going to have to contend with those key players being out injured. So how big a problem is that?
It's a problem if you make it a problem. I see it as opportunity for other players to come in. And I've seen the squad. I've worked with the squad over the last few days. No, and I know exactly what it's capable of. And naturally, over the next period of time, players will come back and bolster that and improve that and give more competition places. But I'm more than happy to work with the level of player that I've currently got available for the weekend.
Yeah, can you change much going into the Crawley game?
I think you can tweak things, absolutely, but also I think just I like to think I can definitely have a positive impact across the group. Definitely implement my ideas as quickly as I possibly can. It's a great game, great game for us. Said that to the players this morning, home game. Hopefully, and I'm sure they will be, the fans right behind us. And we know what we need to do.
Saying that, home form has been a problem this calendar year. There's no getting away from that. So how do you bring back that confidence, that hope that they can go and win in front of the home fans on Saturday?
Just trying to instill still belief, because I 100% do that. And I think if you have that mentality, then I think that rubs off pretty quickly. Like I said to the players, I can't wait for the game at home. I loved playing at home. The last time I was as manager, I loved the home games, and there'll be no different coming into this. So that's the mindset we'll be going into that game.
Yeah, your confidence is clear for all to see. When you talk to the players, though, do you sense that they are feeling it a bit? They're feeling a bit of pressure, that lack of confidence?
I think naturally in some of the performance that I've watched, I've been to every home game. I sit with my family in the stand. I'm a fan, so I've been at every game and I've seen that. But ultimately, I can only go off what I've seen since I've been on the grass with them since the beginning of the week. And I see a group of players who are some real top professionals in there, some talented players in there, and ultimately it's kind of, like I said, galvanising them, giving them the platform for them to really showcase what they can do.
You have been in this position before and had some good successes at your last stint as interim head coach. So can you draw on that previous experience this time around? Did you learn anything from the previous time that you can use?
I think you're always learning. I'm always learning as a coach. I think ultimately, since I've been back at the club 10 years, that's what I've done. It's always learning from experiences, learning from some of the real top managers we've had over this 10-15 year period, and that's ultimately what I'm always looking to do, try and improve myself, try and take the best ideas from others alongside my own, and that'll be no different coming into this experience. Yes, it's I can draw back on that now, whereas last time it was all fresh, But this time I've got a little bit of a longer period in terms of 10 games. It'll allow me to implement some more things that I want to, because I'm not going from game to game. And every decision I make, it won't be a reactive decision on the next game. It'll be what's best for the group and Huddersfield Town over this 10-game period.
Yeah, and it is definitely that 10 games you've been given that assurance. You know, if somebody suddenly comes knocking on the door and says, I'd like to be Huddersfield Town head coach, it's definitely you until the end of the season.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. Do you want the job?
I think after 10 games, I think it's a great conversation to have to see where we're at. And I think once we get to the end of that 10 games, I think that's the time to have a conversation about what the next step looks like.
That sounds like a yes to me. Is that a yes?
I think, like I said, I've got an unbelievable opportunity. And at the end of the 10 games, I think that'll just dictate where we go moving forward.
Thank you, John. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Cheers, Catherine. We'll just come to Stephen Chicken from We Are Terriers.
Hi, John. Good to see you again. You've got your familiar staff alongside you, your academy staff are stepping up again, alongside Kevin Russell, who stayed on, obviously someone, you know, worked under you at the academy briefly. Presume that they're going to be vital to you as they are for any manager.
The staff's really important to me. I think I chose that team. They're all my choices because I've worked with them before. They know how I work. They know what I'm about. I think we've got a good mix in terms of personality and experience, and it worked really successfully last time, in my opinion, in terms of the how we worked together. So I'm really looking forward to having that group of staff working alongside the wider first team staff, who also do an excellent job.
You get the benefit, if you can call it that, I suppose, of the international break. Obviously, we won't have absolutely everyone there, but it's a good time for any new manager, I suppose, to have that period to work with the players and, as you say, implement some of the ideas you want to bring into the side.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good opportunity. There's lots of reasons why fortunately this one will fall quite nicely. Gives more time, obviously, to get the squad stronger in terms of players coming back. Absolutely, it allows to implement some more ideas, and it also gets us that opportunity to get the balance right of, yes, mentally recovering and having a few days, but also getting the work into them that we need as well for the running.
Yeah, because it's pretty relentless once the games come back. You know, it's two games a week for pretty much a month solid. How do you sort of deal with that kind of schedule, both match days and on the training pitch?
I think it's important that you get your week right in terms of what your training sessions look like, what your recovery sessions look like. And I think that periodisation going into that's going to be really important, and recognising which players you might need to come off a little bit and which players that can push. And I think that's something that I'll be working hard with the rest of the first team staff to make sure we get those decisions right. But I've got some good ideas in terms of myself how we manage to kind of work the squad through that period.
Might we see a bit more rotation then, intentionally, that it, presuming obviously squad numbers allow it, but than we've seen previously this season?
I think possibly, depending on availability, what the players' needs are. But we'll be in to recover at the right times, and we'll be making sure the week looks and it's structured how it needs to be for that period.
Last time you're in charge, I think the fans really took to your sort of brand of football, sort of that high press, high octane. Can we expect to see more of the same from you this
Absolutely,
time?
Absolutely, yeah. It'll look the same. We'll be on the front foot. We'll win the ball as high as possible. We'll be really aggressive to take the ball off players. Whenever there's an opportunity to play forward, we'll play forward. We'll run forward. They're just some clear, simple instructions that the players will get, as well as the rest of the detail. Yes, I'm all for that. But I'm also... I'm really methodical in terms of how I plan and prepare as well, and make sure I get all the detail that we need right as well.
Is there any new team news for this weekend, or is it the same squad as Saturday?
No change as it currently stands.
Okay. What about Joe Taylor? I know Michael was trying to sort of bring his sharpness back up. Do you feel like he's at a place where he could maybe start games now?
I think we need to get him starting as quickly as possible. He's a definitely talent player and asset to the squad, and ultimately I think that'll be the plan, and it'll be getting him into the right areas of the pitch where he can impact the game for us.
I think Michael felt, particularly sort of after the last game, that mentality had been an issue, maybe players not sort of sticking to the game plan over the 90 minutes, etc. Is that something you're keen to work on? Do you share that assessment? How have you found them this week?
Those are Michael's opinions in that moment, and that's fine. I've got my own ideas that I want to get across to the players. That's what I'll be aiming to do, and ultimately that'll be the focus going into the game on Saturday.
That's all from me. Best of luck. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers, Steve. And we'll just come to Leon Mobshaw from the Yorkshire Post last.
Hiya, John. Hi, Leon. Good to see you again, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I remember when you came in last time, I think you said sort of play with the shackles off. Is it a similar sort of approach, really, this time around when you come in?
Absolutely. I think even more so now. I think, we need to... we're Huddersfield Town. When we're playing at home, we want to attack. We want to be progressive through the pitch. And I think it's really important that we... We get our attacking players in areas where they can really impact the game, and that's what we'll be trying to do.
In the case of players, players giving the ball empty in the tank, then someone else sort of coming on that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and I don't think there's a question of the players' work rate and effort, and I've seen this week, they're a real honest bunch. There's guys in there that I'd be more than happy to stand shoulder to shoulder with. So I'm not worried in terms of that. It's just probably like you said. I think the important thing for me is to take the shackles off a little bit, take the pressure off a little bit, and really shift that momentum. And that's ultimately what me and the rest of the staff around will be looking to do.
In your window in charge last time, you had some really special memories, didn't you? In your home games, I'll always remember the Sheffield Wednesday game and the Sunderland as well. I mean, it was a stadium bouncing at its best, and given the run, everyone's desperate for a few more episodes like that, really.
Absolutely. Will it be smooth sailing? Probably not. Will it be a bit of a roller coaster? Absolutely. Strap yourself in. But it's it'll definitely be with that genuine intent to try and make it that way and get us the results that we want to get, that we all want.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember, was it 20 years ago when you got promoted, the end of the season, you won on penalties, that side you played for, and there were some ups and downs in that time, I remember. And like you say, you've got to strap yourself in, and it's about making memories. There's still plenty of games there for Huddersfield to turn it around, isn't there?
That's how I see it. And I said that to the players when I spoke to them firstly on Monday. I said, yeah, it's an opportunity for me, but it's what a fantastic opportunity. It's not about me, it's about the players. What an opportunity it is for them to try and get out of this league with 10 games to go and really jump onto that and push themselves to do that. You think in your career, and I said this to them, you think in your career, you're in playoffs and promotions all the time when you're young players. You're not. It doesn't come around all the time. So when there is an opportunity, you've got to grab it and you've got to take it, and that's what I'll be wanting the boys to do.
There's been plenty, not just Huddersfield, but lots of clubs, but they've been a little bit down with a month or so of the season to go, and they've turned it around. There's been some spectacular things in English football, hasn't there, from a bit of a rock bottom to glory, really. There's always a side or two that happens to nearly every year.
No, absolutely. And again, I've spoke a lot about it, but it's just changing the momentum. We've got some good players, no doubt about that for this league. We've got some good players. It's just getting, like I said, getting them in the right areas of the pitch where they can impact the game, and making sure we're all collectively working in that same direction.
For your career as well, John, I mean, it's a really good window for you, isn't it? 10 games, it's something to really, really get your teeth into and test yourself, and you'll know a lot more about yourself, I would have thought, by the end of this. It's great in that regard. It's a good age. You're a good age to do it as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm saying. It's 10 games, so it gives you that that opportunity to kind of not make reactive decisions. Make sure everything's methodical for the best of the squad for the 10 days, so we can get the 10 games, so we can get the most out of it. But ultimately for me as well. Absolutely, and that's why I'm saying, at the end of those 10 games, I'll have a good idea about what that looks like. But as it stands, I think the difference for me is I don't feel under pressure. There's no pressure from me whatsoever in this period. But I'll be just doing everything I can for the group of players in this club.
And just finally, friends and family, it's big for them, I suppose, as well. I remember the 4-0 Sheffield Wednesday game, and you had people in the stand, and it's making memories for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think you know, my family, my wife, my kids, my parents, and they're massive to me, and they know how much the club means to me. And everything I do, it's not for me. It's about my family and making them proud, and those are the things that I'll will be really kind of pushing me to make sure I can help the team get to where we want to get.
I'm sure they're very proud of you, John, and best of luck. Thank you.
Cheers.
Gentlemen, thank you very much, everybody. We'll see the majority of you on Saturday.